11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now, and it begins with our Steinhoffel's Sleepers of the Week. And Steinhoffel's, of course, I've been telling you all season about the field goal promotion that they're doing with Special Spaces Wisconsin, which has been great. But this is also the last weekend for you to get your home ready for the holidays during Steinhoffel's holiday sale. Electric fireplaces, those are sweet, by the way, for warmth and ambiance, holiday decor for decorating, a new dining room table for hosting, or the perfect sofa or sectional or new mattress that you've been dreaming of. You can get them all and more during the Steinhoffel's holiday sale. Plus, you can pay with Steinhoffel's special financing. No money down, no hidden fees. Shop Steinhoffel's holiday sale in-store and online at steinhoffels.com. Time for Tausch not to pick Xavier McKinney as his Steinhoffel's Sleeper of the Week. Don't sleep,
you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel's Sleepers of the Week on Wildy and Tausch.
Tausch, here's your chance. Are you drumming?
Yeah, my chance. I think this is a great lead-in to our Steinhoffel. So yeah, I was drumming.
And you're gonna pick Josh Jacobs?
No, that would be ridiculous, Jason. Come on, man. I'm debating because I think there's a couple of guys that have been injured. Not 100% sure. We think they're going to play, but I don't know how much they're going to play. And that's kind of where I was leaning. And no risk, no reward, right? That's what they always say. That's what the analytics firm has told
me. No risk it, no biscuit.
I mean, is Evan Williams going to play?
I don't know.
Is he?
I don't know.
Is Edgerrin Cooper going to play?
Edgerrin Cooper says he's going to play.
Okay. How much is he going to play? I don't have
the
answer.
He didn't say that. Yeah. It's risky.
That's the beauty of this whole deal, right? That's the beauty of the whole deal. So I always lean, if I'm going defense, I need someone to make a big play. That's how you win.
Carl Brooks.
In Steinhoffel.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Carl Brooks. He made a big play. It just wasn't the week that any of us picked him.
Enoch Barry with the intangibles.
I believe that
you
was
guys have been
from
really
the
tough on. You've been very tough on our free labor, whether it's been the academy or the analytics firm.
What's the line in the movie Scrooged with Bill Murray? These people are volunteers. It's because no one will pay them.
Well, it's either that or it's the, well, I don't even actually work here. That's what makes firing you so difficult.
That's true. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Edgerrin Cooper. I'm going to take the big risk because he is a difference maker. I'm nervous because he's been hurt, but he's back. And I do think we've been very soft over the middle. Mm-hmm. We've given up a lot of stuff. I think with Cooper being off the edge and moving him around, the only thing I'm nervous about, I don't
is
know how much work he's going to get. But if he does play, if he plays, that's already a chalk up. And then if he makes a play, it's a W. So that's why I'm Steinhoffeling. Edgerrin Cooper, my Steinhoffel sleeper.
All right. Well, normally I allow Jesse to go next, but in honor of you picking Edgerrin Cooper, I'm going to climb out on that creaky limb with you. I'm going to take a guy who hasn't played either of the last 2 weeks. Talk about risky. I'm going to take Romeo Doubs as my sleeper of the week. This could be a big donut if he doesn't play again and still hasn't cleared the concussion protocol. As I've made this choice, he still has not officially been cleared from the concussion protocol. So, no risk it, no biscuits. Romeo Doubs is my cousin sub of the day. My Steinhoffel sleeper of the week.
We take him.
It's kind of soft-spoken. Very even-keeled, though.
Well, this changes my strategy.
Oh!
Because I was...
Take Evan Williams. Let's all jump in together.
I was going to go Ben Sims because Packers tight ends have had surprisingly solid performances against the Seahawks over time. Tonyan had like a big breakout game last time they played in Seattle on that Thursday night. I recall that
he
one.
He did. Good memory, Jesse.
He had one big play. Yeah.
But... I'm worried that Ben Sims isn't going to get
any. What a one for you that week, though.
He's been targeted more in goal line situations, I've noticed recently, but he hasn't really done anything. Like, his name has been mentioned on the broadcast, like, intended for Sims. I'm like, oh, there he is. Okay, he's there. So now I just feel like I got
his name has been mentioned on the broadcast.
Sleepy Al Michaels was able to catch him out there. That must mean he did something. So I'm going to instead... approach like I'm at the bowling alley and all I need to do is knock a couple of pins down.
Boy.
Just keep the ball on the lane and I knock a couple of pins down and I've got this thing in the bag.
It's like, this is like guessing $1 on the Price is Right.
Yes.
You think we both guessed over.
I think you've lost the Sleepers of the Week this week by going out on a couple of limbs early. So I'm going to play it safe with Dontavian Wicks. Dontavian Wicks is my Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week. He's got to catch a pass, right?
I'm not playing it safe.
Sure,
I think his bar
is
a little higher. Playing it safe would have been to pick Bo Melton going back to Seattle. And if he plays and our two guys don't, you still win.
I don't know if that's the case with these rules anymore. So Wicks, like, he's
good. I don't know the rules either.
Keep firing it, people.
Keep it on the lane.
Boys, just keep firing.
Wicks, this should be a layup for old Jesse to get back in the lead.
Okay, well, we'll all find out together. Those are our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Share yours via our social media channels. Jesse will get those posted. I know the social media team over at Steinhoffel's always likes to chime in as well. All right, the time has come. Some say much maligned. I say no. I just say that I preferred songs. That's all I ever said. And people assigning me work without actually consulting me in any way about it. But beyond that, I have thoroughly enjoyed the movies. At the movies, Wilde and Tausch, headlines continue. We'll find out what this week's headline is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Mr. White Christmas, I'm Mr. Snow.
I'm Mr. Icicle, I'm Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow.
The time has come.
I'm too much.
For headlines.
He's Mr. White Christmas.
Now, there are some reviews floating out there.
How does this work? How does this work again? I don't know. Is it? How do we do this again?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
Jeez. You're not going to have any fun, huh? Just going to be all ornery?
I'm not ornery, but yeah. I've never seen this film, which I know surprises you.
Which has pertained to more of the movies than they haven't this year.
Oh, bird. Gosh.
But I do have a quote from it, and I do have a headline. Because I was I was letting you down, and I don't want to let you down as my favorite teammate. But first, for those of you that did not get your texts in or aren't aware that we even do this on our social media channels, here on the video feed and over the audio airwaves is the scene that was reenacted by Jesse Nelson and Tier 1 Tyler from the film that you will know after this. Here we go.
I want to tell you my secret now.
Okay.
I see Seahawks losses.
In your dreams?
In real life.
Dramatically? Like the Fail Mary? Like Bostic's onside kick?
winning against the Packers like they regularly do. Overtime, onside kicks, with replacement refs.
How often do you see the Packers losing to Seattle?
All the time.
That is Haley Joel Osnelson. And Tier 1 Tyler Willis in The Sixth Sense.
Scary one.
Is that worth my time to see after all these years?
Great movie.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Very much so.
I rewatched it once I learned that I was doing this. I rewatched it for the first time.
Once I learned that I was doing this.
I thought
some
we
might say assigned.
Yes. Thanks to the collaboration with the Academy, once I was assigned my movie months ago, before we even knew what the teams would be in the status of leading up to this game and whatnot, I rewatched it around Halloween. And it still holds up really well. It still holds up from...
Okay. That's a good movie.
Yeah. I first watched it more than 10 years ago. I was in college. More than 10 years ago. And it was good then, and it was good now. So, yeah, it's a scary one.
Ooh, spooky or fluky. Taush, now that we've seen the acted out headline, what's the headline that your brothers wrote for you and then you just have to read?
Okay, it's a pretty good one. Well, it was The Sixth Sense, as we just discussed. That was the movie of choice, and Jesse and Tyler did a great job. So, without further ado, the Packers see, son, back on track after last week's taste of smelly defeat. The 12th man can hear a pin drop after Jacobs' 3 touchdowns. Packers win 27-23.
Who do I give credit for doing such a great job on that? Because it sure as hell isn't you.
That was Pat.
Pat, well done, Pat. Pat. Yeah, that is really good. So I went to IMDb to check out the quotes from a movie I've never seen. And the fact that the word prickly was in this quote, I thought, Merry Prixmas. I got to use this one. Now, Jesse, you can let me know if my acting is anything close to yours as Haley Joel Osment. You ever feel the prickly things on the back of your neck? And the tiny hairs on your arm, you know, when they stand up? That's the Seahawks when they play the Packers. The Packers get beat. They get beat. But not this time. Packers 27, Seahawks 23. Is that a memorable scene? That felt like a reach.
It's the one that I did is the most memorable scene from the movie, except for one other part.
I see dead people
is definitely that's the big one. But that was good. That was very good.
Thanks, Jesse. What do you got?
I'm going to spoil the movie now for you.
Oh, good. I think that's on me, not on you.
It came out in 99 or 2000, I want to say. So, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Been around a while. There are college seniors who were not born when this movie came out. So, yeah.
Fair. The Packers social media folks yesterday asked players as they came in from practice, what is old? I would like to thank my friend Xavier McKinney for saying if you were born in 1970, you're old. So I am still not considered old on his. But everyone else, if you were born in the 90s, you're old. If you're born in the 80s, you're old. So those guys must think that most of us that cover the team are very, very, very old. Now go ahead.
12th man feeling more like the Sixth Sense. At the end, Seahawks find out their playoff hopes were dead the whole time. Packers 31, Seahawks 17.
All right, so who was dead the whole time in the movie then?
I'm not going to tell you if you're going to go watch it.
Well, no, I'm not going to watch it. Let's be honest. I'm not going to watch it. Haley Joel Osment was dead remember. The whole time?
Bruce Willis
No, I think it was think it was Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. So in the opening in the opening opening scene, there's a break-in at his house. He gets shot, and then there's a time jump, and you think he's, you know, recovering and dealing with the aftermath of that. And then in the end, you find out, oh, he actually died when he got shot in his house.
M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. I don't like the looks of that.
I've heard of both ways.
Shyamalan. Yeah. Shyamalan.
Jeff Passan. Did you guys see this news? Jeff Passan reporting.
I did not see this news. I was all in on headlines because I enjoy it so much.
The New York Yankees are finalizing a trade to acquire closer Devin Williams from the Milwaukee Brewers.
What?
Sources tell Espen. Yes. Yankees, Devin Williams. I'm all right with this. I don't even know who we got back, and I'm all right with it.
And you're
same.
I'm assuming it's a couple of young studs. We're not going to just give Devin away, but I'm all right with it.
You know, punch a wall in frustration about this one.
Good one, Jesse. That was good.
Thank you.
Wow. So, no Willie Adames, now a San Francisco Giant. And now no Devin Williams, now a New York Yankee. At least getting something back for him. Where is Josh Hader these days?
Astros.
Irrelevant.
Corbin Burns, Baltimore.
Still good. Yeah, he's still good.
And Woody should be pitching for the Brew Crew this year, right? Healthy and ready to go?
That's the plan.
I'm eager to see what the season looks like, and you'll be able to hear every single game on 100.5 ESPN Madison. Now your Madison home for the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network.
That graphic down that had Devin Williams on it, though. We're going to go with this one for right now.
Oh, did you have one?
See you, buddy.
We can Photoshop him right out of there. We'll put somebody else in. All right, those are headlines and breaking news brought to you from Tausch via Jeff Passan or vice versa. Want to remind you, though, that Fleet Farm is your place to find big deals on big gifts for everyone on your shopping list. Shop deals on fun toys and games, power tools, clothing, grills, and so much more. Find great gifts to put under the tree this holiday season at Fleet Farm. And Fleet Farm gift cards, which I usually get for a few people that are hard to shop for, are the perfect gift this holiday season. Let them pick their gift or, you know, get some sunflower seeds or some of that, those great bags of candy, whatever it might be. They can use their gift card on what they want to buy, and their huge selection of sporting goods, clothing, power tools, and thousands of other great products. Pick up your Fleet Farm gift cards in-store or send an e-gift card online at fleetfarm.com/giftcards.
Nestor Cortez is part of the trade to the Brewers. He's good.
All right.
That's a good pickup there.
Tausch, what do you think of Nestor Cortez? What's your scouting report on him?
He is a pitcher, yeah. Lefty.
I love it.
They don't need Nestor anymore. They got the guy Freed from Atlanta, right?
Who, the Yankees? Yeah, I don't know.
That did happen, yeah.
They paid a bunch of money for somebody.
Bolstering the starting rotation with Freddie Peralta, Tobias Myers. That's a nice pickup. I like
this. This has been your Brewers Minute brought to you by Ed Helms.
So who's going to close? Who'll be closing for us? Jesse, you're the Brewers expert on this panel. I'm not asking Jason. All right, great stuff.
I'll let you know after the break. We'll lead off Woe Nelly reviewing Brewers closer options.
That was an underrated line that no one heard. Can you get your dad on the phone? George, we need to know who's going to close for the Brewers.
He's not going to remember either. So, yeah, we're 0-4.
Woe Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming.
Noted Brewers roster expert Jesse Nelson brings us Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Trevor McGill and Yoel Piamps.
Both Yoel. Options. I like Yoel.
Both options.
Yeah, Piamps is a fun name to say.
It is a fun name to say. Spell, yeah. So I don't know what their contract situations are like.
Pay amps. Piamps.
Yeah, pay amps. Yep.
How do you spell Yoel? The first Yoel.
Like Joel.
Probably J-O-E-L. But
I wasn't
like
asking you, Jesse. You're the baseball expert.
Oh.
Yeah. Woe Nelly!
Piamps. Indeed.
For Woe Nelly, since we had to move some things around with our Jingle for Your Kringle contest announcement earlier, we never did the weekend preview. So, different kind of weekend this weekend, with it being the first weekend outside of the college football season, save for one game. So I will give you these games on the docket.
So no playoff games yet.
No playoff games. Those
there's a playoff game. And it's tonight, and that's going to be the top of my list.
Ooh!
All right, here we go.
Who do the Vandals have?
The weekend preview.
Al Johnson's Montana State Mavericks.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
goats on the roof,
big one. Not on my list, but go Vandals.
And where can I find that, according to the ESPN
viewing app? We actually
say
V's up. It's not... I think it's either big ESPN or ESPN2, but it's V's up.
Okay.
Jesse, well, not go Vandals.
Wisconsin volleyball plays on ESPN2, so I don't think you're going to find it there.
Well, I think it's on ESPN1 then.
All right. Cool. Good. Seems like there would be an NBA game on instead, but I don't know. Use the Where to Watch function on the ESPN app. You'll be able to find this information. Army-Navy, Saturday, 2 o'clock on CBS. Bucks-Hawks. NBA Cup Semifinal, 3:30 Saturday on TNT. And, of course, you can listen on the Bucks Radio Network, 620 WTMJ, 100.5 ESPN Madison. Sunday NFL slate, Chiefs-Browns, noon Sunday CBS. Cowboys-Panthers, noon Sunday on Fox. Those noon games stink, but they make up for it with both networks having a 3:25 game this week. Two options in the late afternoon. Bills-Lions, 3:25 on CBS. Steelers-Eagles, 3:25 Sunday on Fox. Great 3:25 games, not so great noon games. Of course, Wisconsin volleyball tonight at 6 o'clock, ESPN2 and the Badger Volleyball Radio Network. Sweet 16 against Texas A&M. Should they win, they play Sunday at 2 p.m. on ABC and the radio network, likely against Nebraska. So lots to choose from, Tausch, on your weekend docket. Besides the Vandals, V's up, what do you got?
Yeah, Bills and Lions going to be sexy. I'm surprised the NFL didn't put Pittsburgh Philly in the noon slot. Get a little more juice. You don't want to have, that's very rare, that you have two big boy games at 3:25. Very rare. Don't think that's a good move by the NFL. I would have went, put that Eagles-Steelers game in that noon window, and then put this one in 3:25, and you got two great games to watch amongst the volleyball. But Bills-Lions top. Wisconsin volleyball, I'll be intrigued tonight. They got to win tonight. If Nebraska knocks them out, we can all look at the season and say, oh, they're just better. Can't lose to Texas A&M. Got to find a way to win. You got a bunch of seniors. You got the best hitter in all of the land, right? Did she win that again, Jesse?
Sarah Franklin is your two-time defending Big Ten Player of the Year. We haven't named the National Player of the Year yet.
Well, she's pretty good.
Very good.
And so there's the deal. I think when you look at this thing holistically, we got to get to Sunday, and we need that game. That will be second on my list. After Bills, Lions, the Steelers, Eagles game. It's an interesting game. I'll be intrigued, but I won't be glued to try and watch that.
For those of you besides Tausch and me, The fighting 8th seeded Jason Eck led Idaho Vandals take on Montana State. At Montana State, the top remaining seed, at 8 p.m. on the big ESPN. It is not relegated to the Ocho. It is on live from Bozeman at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile,
big life, big stage, big sky.
You can watch Wisconsin versus Texas A&M in their regional semifinal in volleyball. That scheduled, if I'm correctly reading this, Jesse, at 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. ESPN2, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 620 WTMJ.
Followed by Dayton versus Nebraska in the other regional semifinal. I'll be honest, I was trying to confirm the Idaho Vandals schedule. So I always like the start of Army-Navy. I don't have any interest in the NBA Cup semifinal involving the Bucks and Hawks. I am very curious about Bills at Lions, because I think we all kind of think sooner or later the Lions are due to lose one. This game is at home, and while it is a out of conference and out of division game, it has implications. Lions lose. Some. Well, if the Lions lose and the Vikings win,
it's got some.
They are tied atop the division.
Yeah, it's going to come.
And it's a three-way tie for the number one seed at this point.
It's going to come down to the last weekend. Then this is, yes, I agree. It's got big time. Yes, but it's not the end all.
Oh, they got three more games.
By the way, NBA Cup. I just want to give a shout out to our old buddy TC and Thanasis Antetokounmpo. Big get on the Thanalysis show, which is a great podcast. If you have not checked it out, go ahead. Giannis Antetokounmpo on Thanalysis show this week. And some really good insights. Normally we'd play a bunch of audio from that. Obviously it's Packer Friday. We'll get to that later. But great show that TC and the boys put together with Giannis joining Thanalysis a couple days ago.
We are very happy for TC. That is Tony Cartagena, the OP, original producer of Will D. and Tausch.
When Jesse leaves us, you think he'll have, like, Jordan? Who's going to be his? Because TC left us, and he's got Thanalysis, and he's got all these big guests. What would Jesse, would he be bowling? Or what?
The Yoel Pias.
I think it's more bold.
Podcast.
I'd leave you to host the game show.
Pick a winner, baby.
A lot of trivia entries this week. But the winner is today's contestant, Joe in Kenosha.
I would have thought AI Wednesday. I thought AI Wednesday deserved to win.
No win for Grok this week. It goes to Joe. Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations to Joe. We will wrap up the week and wrap up the show with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight.
Before we get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, an update from our friend Rob Domofsky, who's at practice. No Jair Alexander. Doesn't mean he's necessarily had a setback with his knee. They could be just resting him after going hard the first 2 days of the week. But no sign of him at practice. Time now for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints.
So mine is, we've been following, obviously, Dick Vitale, who is a legend in the college basketball world. Obviously been at ESPN, Diaper Dandy, all that. He's been battling cancer now for a long time. He continues. He raises a ton of money with the Jimmy V and all the stuff that ESPN does. And Yesterday, he had a scan that came back clean of cancer. He announced that on Twitter/X, and the love and support that he got, I just thought that was what a nice little holiday treat for Dick Vitale to get that news back right around the holidays and all the battles that he's been having. Great, 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 great news in the broadcasting world.
He is one of one, and he has been battling this off and on for a number of years now, so it's great that he is once again cancer-free, and we hope that he stays that way. All right, that's it for us today. We will do it again on Monday after the Packers' Sunday night football performance, win, lose, or draw, against the Seattle Seahawks. No tie last night. Maybe there'll be a tie on Sunday night. Packers will be in their all-white uniforms again, by the way, in case you enjoyed that the first time around. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.